that you may not be scandalized. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. The last time Lucy saw Our Lady at Fatima, October 13th, 1917, she saw a series of beautiful visions of the Blessed Mother, all different. But the last that she saw is of special interest to us who have seen the sorrows of Our Lady and walked with her the sorrowful way this Lent, and who are going to be consecrating our hearts to Mary's Immaculate Heart today. She saw Our Lady's heart. She saw the sorrowful mother, and she looked at it, and she didn't see any swords in it. Do you remember the story, I think I told you at the beginning of this Lent, about a man, a young man, who was very devoted to the Mother of Sorrows, and he used to make a visit to her each day before an image that had the seven swords in Mary's heart. One day, he fell into grievous sin, and he was smart, though. Usually the devil, when he gets you to commit a sin, also gets you to stop praying. How many of you do that? Double victory for Satan. Not necessary. He had the good sense to go back to the Blessed Mother. And he looked at her heart with the seven swords, but there were more. He counted. There were eight swords in her heart that day, and he understood. And he went right away to confession. He made a good confession, but most of all, a sorrowful confession. And then when he went back to the Madonna, through his tears he had to smile, because he counted again, and there were only seven swords in her heart that time. The eighth had disappeared. Is that a legend? Perhaps. But this story lays out an agenda for all of us, our work for life. We are the members, we are the hands and the feet of Christ Jesus. We are his members, and she is our mother as she is his. And we do have a work to do out there in the world. We have something to live for here and now. And please note, soldiers and future soldiers of Jesus Christ, by confirmation, we have something that is worth dying for as well. Our work is not only to take out the eighth sword, but to try to get the other seven out of her heart as well. Through her tears, Our Lady points the way in order to save the world. Our Lord entered, at the beginning of salvation, Mary's heart to become her son, to save us. And now, at the end, as we're getting near towards the end of time, her son can think of no better way to help all of those souls today who have so very little to save their souls than to say, go to that mother's heart. Even though there are seven swords in it, there's still room for you and for me and for everyone. Why are there so many swords in Mary's heart? French writer Pascal said, Jesus will be in agony until the end of the world, and we must not sleep the while. Or as Our Lady says, I sleep, but my heart keeps watch. As I was working on my sermon, a memory came to me. You know how your mother wakes you up when it's time to get up in the morning? I remembered my mother waking me up, and she would always call very gently, and she would say something like, Dan, it's time to get up. And even if I was running a little late, her voice was always very tender and very gentle. The Blessed Mother does the same with us. She comes to this world of ours to wake us up. Her voice is gentle and tender because she is our mother, and she's got something to tell us so we won't be scandalized, as we read in today's gospel. That's the story of all of the apparitions of Our Lady, beginning at the Rue de Bac in Paris, 1830, the miraculous medal, light, shafts of light coming from Mary's hands. Tens of thousands of miracles were worked. And then little Catherine Laboure, the novice nun, she knelt with her hands in Mary's lap, and Mary told her all about the coming communist revolution in Paris and how many would die, including the archbishop, would be murdered. Then Our Lady came at La Salette a bit later, and this time she was crying. And she gave us a secret about Rome one day being the seat of Antichrist. But she came to ask us to keep holy the Lord's Day, to remind us that we are not made for a constant cycle of work and play and work and play. No, we are made for God, to be happy with Him forever in heaven. When Our Lady came at Lourdes, it was all light, and then that clear water and healing and graces, but not for little Bernadette. She said, they are not for me. And she had to suffer very, very much. At Fatima, Mary came as Lady of the Light. And her request is limpid in its simplicity. Say the rosary, wear the brown scapular, do the first Saturdays, and offer up the penances of your daily life, just your duties, I mean, to my heart. And by these means, we can help to save souls from the upraised hand, the wrath of an angry God. She predicted, Our Lady did, World War II, and she also predicted that at the end of the war, celebrating that today, 60 years, at the end of the war, entire nations would be annihilated by communism, and it came about. And she asked for one country to be consecrated to her heart, Russia, and it never was. And perhaps the third secret was that there would be a punishment, the terrible chastisement of the changes, Vatican II, and that we should be having now popes who are not even Christians, who don't even believe in Jesus Christ as the way and the light. But finally, at the end, she says, her heart will triumph. Could it be that we're already at the beginning of the end? You know how they say that it gets the darkest outside just before dawn. We do know, as Pius XI said, that we face the darkest hour since the flood covered all of the face of the earth. But still we know that if we are faithful to Christ and the cross, we Christians are like streetlights, and the cross is the post whereby we give light to all of the darkness around us. A French writer was once asked, Leon Bloy, what are you bringing up your children to be? And in a flash, he answered, to be martyrs. Could there be any more glorious career for a Christian parent to hope for his children? And Pascal said, there are only two actions which fully befit man, adoration and martyrdom. And both, as we know, are learned at our mother's knee. That is the very job description of a Christian mother. When Mary was caught by Simeon in the temple and told of the sword that would pierce her soul and the sorrow of it, it wasn't a pleasant prospect Our Lady had in front of her. And she clutched her little one so close to her heart. But what did Mary do then? Why, she continued on with perfect poise and with fortitude and utter fearlessness. To be a mother is to know the sword in your soul. Suffering, yes. Sacrifice, absolutely. The swords of sons and daughters who say no, and the sword that you must sometimes say no to your son or daughter. But there is more. There is the sword of saying yes to God and of doing His will. Today is a lovely day. I mean, not only the weather, but Mother's Day. A remembrance and a celebration, a way of thanking. It's a day of deeply felt and high emotion. And how appropriate to connect it with religion. It's one of the most popular days for church going after Christmas and Easter itself. And on this day, we want everything to be perfect for our mother. That's why you see the church so beautiful and the choir singing so well for this beautiful high mass and May crowning. But we remember that a mother, for all of her touching tenderness, has to be tough if she is going to be true. True in her talk and true in her touch, for her sweet soul must be pierced by a sword. Why pierced by a sword? To let out the light that is there in her heart. That you be not scandalized, mothers, understand why this is so. And remember your dignity as Christian mothers. Remember that in your comportment, in your speech, and in your dress, and in your teaching. Remember that and you will never fear. You won't know fear. Because you are the candle flame for the light of the world, and you've got to let your light shine in a world which has gone pagan. Remember Our Lady of Light said at Fatima, in the end, my heart will triumph. Remember, Mother, she is your mother too. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.